At the New York Food Dialogues, I'm visiting with one of our second session panelists. I'm going to let you introduce yourself, Jean.
I'm Jean Halloran, and I'm Director of Food Policy Initiatives at Consumers Union, which is the advocacy arm of Consumer Reports magazine.
All right. Well, great to hear this panel. Very interesting topic on antibiotics and food. Just some of your thoughts of being able to participate in this, what you heard, and what you think.
Well, it was a very interesting discussion, and we really did zero in on the critical issues which are being debated today in FDA and Congress and in supermarkets. I mean, we have a campaign directed at supermarkets called the Meat Without Drugs campaign to try to get supermarkets to carry only meat raised without antibiotics, because we are concerned about reducing the use of antibiotics in food animals. We think it's essential to get that usage down to control the resistance problem that's emerging.
How about just anything you heard out there today that maybe struck you as I came away with something that, you know, I didn't know or learned here today?
I would say most of the discussion was familiar. It was interesting to talk to the farmer members of the panel, to hear what the farmer members had to say. For example, I was interested in the pork industry programs that Barb is participating in to reduce antibiotics within the industry.
Yeah, well, it was an interesting discussion, a little lighthearted at times, so nice to have some of that when you do have some contrasting thoughts and ideas being espoused. Thank you very much, Jean, for participating here in the New York Food Dialogues. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.